The dawning of another year and a new day. And it's lovely to see so many come and be with us. The Andersons are here with us, so it's lovely to see you. But people don't know you. Can you stand up, sir, and your good lady? Give them a great hand. Hallelujah. You can't hide in this place. The lights are good. Hallelujah. If you ever look at Psalm 68, we'll share from there and then go home and have some lunch. Who's having lunch? All right. Oh, that's good. And verse 5 and 6, and we'll share from there a little bit, and then we can go home. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sits the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity and blessing, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. We shared on the fatherhood of God, on his care of widows, and God sitting those that are solitary into families. We shared on God brings out those that are in prison and put them in a place of prosperity. I want to share on the last part of verse 6, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. You said, well, that's not a very nice New Year message, but let's wait and see what God says, all right? Hallelujah. Life is an attitude. Everything about life is the attitude of the human being. New Year is an attitude. You see, today is just the same as yesterday, but what makes today different, it's your attitude to something that God has crossed a boundary to do something fantastic. What was that? Yeah, I know that. Well, don't worry. Okay. Hallelujah. So what is new about this year is your attitude to just another day. If you did not know the calendar, you would not even know that today is a new year. If you were put away and they throw away the key and you don't know the day, you don't know the hour, you don't know the days of the week, today is just another day. You would not even know that today is new year. Why? Because it's our attitude that changes things. Christmas season is a great season. Have you ever wondered why all of a sudden at the end of the year, the level of generosity and prosperity in a city just lifts? I mean, it's the same place. But let me say this. If you have Christmas in July, it'll be the same thing. If you have Christmas in April, it'll be the same thing. What changed? The attitude of the community and the attitude of the church and the attitude of people. When their attitudes change, seasons change. Things change. Hallelujah. Are you all right? When Jesus came, he began his sermon on the mountain with the attitudes that we're supposed to have. And he said, if you have these attitudes, then things are going to be open to you or shut to you. And when the Bible says, see the attitude of God to the fatherless, the attitude of God to the widows, the attitude of God to those that are in prison, the attitude of God to those that live by themselves, those who are alone, they've got nobody else, is clearly indicated and revealed in the scriptures. But then it says, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Why? Because rebellion is an attitude. And even though God may be flowing blessing into your life, blessing after blessing, your heart determines what comes in and what goes out. And if your heart is rebellious, I don't care if Jesus Christ himself lays hands on you, you won't get healed. Why? Because of our attitude. He came to Capernaum and he said, goodness me, how come I can do miracles in other places, but there's no miracles here? Because the attitude of the people that inhabit the place. And that's why the Bible says, those that are poor often are richer than those that are rich. That's why you can be a millionaire and a pauper at the same time, because your attitude, and even though you got plenty of stuff, your attitude cuts off the life flow into your life. See, the Bible says there are three graces that remain: faith, hope, and love. Faith is an attitude. Hope is an attitude. And love is an attitude. You can have nothing, but if you have faith, hope, and love, you have everything. You may be hungry, but if you have hope, you have everything. Why? Because life flows not from outside into our lives. See, we feed ourselves with potatoes and steak and I almost said marijuana. Cancel. So you feed it in. But life, the Bible says, does not flow in. Life flows from within. It comes from our attitude. Now, have you ever wondered that when somebody with a terrible attitude come to a meeting and the people said, oh, here he comes. And when he arrives, his attitude permeates the atmosphere of a meeting, and the whole atmosphere changes by an attitude. Now, the same way you change an atmosphere negatively, it's the same way you change an atmosphere positively. Hallelujah. Because life flows out of our attitudes. Now, the Bible says a man can be really, 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 really angry, but it says a soft answer turns away anger. An attitude of humility, an attitude of softness, can turn away anger. Hallelujah. And the rebellious, even though he wants to be blessed, will not get blessed. Not because God. See, we're all rebels. There's a bit of rebel in every one of us. God wants to bless us, but if you cut it off, then it will not happen. And when you look at the scriptures, it's amazing who God wanted to bless and what happened to them. The attitude of Esau to being the firstborn. To him, he'd rather have a burger than be the firstborn. The lust of his own flesh supersede the fact that God has made him the firstborn. And so he sold his birthright. The attitude of Jacob was to grab the birthright. The attitude of his brother was to throw away the birthright. And as he threw it away, his brother caught it. And today, where God could have been called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau, God is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God identified. What happened to Esau? Was God unkind? No. Esau's attitude cut him off from the blessing of God that makes rich and adds no sorrow. You look at a man like Saul, who went out looking for donkeys and came back a king. How would you like to go out shopping and come back the governor of New Zealand. He goes out looking for donkeys and comes back the king of the nation. What did he do to earn that? Nothing. God's kindness extended to all. But the attitude of Saul when he became king was rebellious. And God said, rebellion is like witchcraft. So would God bless witchcraft? No, but God wants to. The moment you turn, the blessing of God continues to flow. It's not that God has stopped loving us. The rain of God falls on the righteous and the unrighteous. The sunshine of God is upon everybody. But if your attitude is not right, so when Samuel came looking for a king, all these nice-looking guys, and Samuel said to Jesse, is there another one? We will not sit down to eat until he comes hither. And here comes a little boy, ruddy, red-headed little fella. And God stirred the heart of the prophet and said, that's the king of my people. Rise and anoint him. And Samuel said, you know, Eliab, Nathaniel, Shammah, and he, this little runt. And God said, I don't look outside. I look at what's inside. Because that guides the headquarters of your life is inside. We talk about prosperity, and a lot of people get ticked off when you talk about prosperity. Prosperity is not a gospel. Prosperity is an attitude. You can have nothing and still prosper. Why? Because giving is an attitude. Praise is an attitude. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. It's an attitude of praise. And I don't care if all of you are fantastic musicians. If you come in here with a bad attitude, I don't care if we all could sing. I don't care if we are the best musicians, which we have. But if our attitude is wrong, but even if we've got two strings to strum together, no drums, no keyboard, and we come in here with an attitude of praise, heaven will come down. Why? Because our attitude determines the life that flows. That's why the Bible says, guard what's inside. Because life flows from within. And when Jesus turned up, he began a sermon on the mountain with the attitudes. Hallelujah. And he said, blessed are the pure in heart when your attitude is great. And you can do something wrong and the attitude is still right. Is that okay? Mommy, I just make you a cup of tea. He just about wrecked the whole kitchen, making you a cup of tea, messed up the whole place, stained the carpet. Everything went wrong, but the attitude of the boy was still right. He wanted to bless his mother. He may do it wrong, but the attitude was right. And when you don't care about the mess. You drink this is the best cup. You lie through your teeth. Why? Because of the attitude of the child. You think God is like that? You think you can do that, but God is not like that? You think God is so self-righteous, he's waiting for you to do something wrong? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your Father in heaven give the Holy Ghost to those that... And that's why it ticks some people off when somebody who's not even living right turns up and began to speak in tongues. Is it? You wanna rearrange their face and put their lives together to make them okay so that they can speak in tongues. God still fill them with the Holy Ghost because their attitude is right. It's not because they are perfect, but being filled with the Holy Ghost will make them perfect. Hallelujah. And that's why, as we said some time ago, a lot of people have no problem with Jesus, but they do have a problem with the church. Why? Because of the attitude of the church. Some of you will know about a man named John Bevere. Some of you would have read his books. He's a great teacher of the scriptures. But John Bevere was a youth pastor for Benny Hinn. John Bevere had a great vision for the youth of the, not just their church, but the city and the state. And his senior pastor said, we'll do this. And he said, and his senior pastor said, well, no, we'll do this. God has not spoken to me about that. So he was seething inside. He said, he's wrong. And then he said, I went to church. I got nothing. And then he said, he began to tell other couples in the church, have you ever noticed that our pastor's not preaching well? He began to get nothing. It began to influence other couples. And then all of a sudden, God showed him, the reason you don't learn anything and you don't get anything and things are going down for you is because your attitude is terrible. And when he changed his attitude and he rang his pastor and he said, I am so sorry. And he said, he answered him with his typical answer. Well, praise the Lord, brother. And he said, when he went back to church that Sunday, he said, he was amazed. It's like there were rivers coming from everywhere. Every time the pastor opened his mouth, that God just blessed him and said, what happened to me? I have been missing out on this for months because of the attitude of my heart. I don't care who preaches. If your attitude is right, you'll get something to eat. When I was growing up in a little church in Hastings Street in Sydenham in Christchurch, whether it's a Sunday morning service, Sunday evening service, midweek service on Wednesday, or a service on Saturday, it doesn't matter who preaches. When the altar call is given, I'm up the top. And some people said, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. Nothing's wrong with me. I just love the Lord. I'm just hungry for God. I just want to get everything from God and everything that... Hello? And I've been to churches where you bring the Word of God and you know you brought the Word of God. And you give an altar call and nobody comes. We spoke in a church in Honolulu and I spoke, we just met the pastor on Saturday, and I spoke, and I gave an altar call, and nobody moved, not even one. The amazing thing was, everybody was crying. Everybody was crying, but nobody moved. I said, this is nutty, this is crazy. And I said to the pastor, sir, I have no idea what's happening to your church, but you can come and take the service over. And he got up and he said, I've never met this man until yesterday. He has no idea what's happening in our church. When he said that, everybody got up. Everybody knelt down. The aisles were just filled with people. Men, young and old, women, young and old, young people, all knelt down and all just wailed. The following day, the pastor came and took us to breakfast, and he said, the devil almost succeeded yesterday in fooling our church. And he said to me, if I take a pen and paper and write a profile of our church, the journey of our church and where it is today, he said, I could not have done a better job than what you did. But they thought that I spoke to you about what was going on in our church. And when I said, I never met this man, I didn't tell him anything. What you heard today was from God. They realized, what happened? They could have blocked the flow of God because of a preconceived idea, attitude. I didn't mean to preach on rebellion today, because, and I'm not preaching on rebellion, I'm preaching on attitude. And it doesn't matter what happens. If the attitude to 2017 is changed, is different. If our attitude to 2017 is to hear and obey, is to follow even though we don't understand, then we're going to walk into the blessing of God, into the mercy of God. We're going to touch people that we would never have been able to touch. We are going to accomplish things for the glory of God and the blessing of people, the blessing of our community, just because our attitude to a new year, hallelujah, is godly, is righteous. Hallelujah. Here comes a prostitute, and she said, I perceive you are a prophet. And the fivefold ministry fell on her in one afternoon. Jesus did not say, go home and repent and all this other stuff. Why? Because I think repentance is an attitude of heart. It's not an act. And you can act repentant and never repent. When Jesus saw the heart, she said, I'm going to give you water. It'll bubble here, and it'll bubble up. It'll flow unto everlasting life. Went to the well, a prostitute left the well, an evangelist, bringing people to God. Somehow, this encounter changed her perspective. First of all, she encountered a man on it. On her own. Secondly, there was a cultural encounter. I am Samaritan, you are a Jew. Thirdly, there was a religious encounter. You are a Jew, you worship in Jerusalem, we worship on this mountain. And whatever encounter, if the heart is right, the future is secured. Our attitude opens doors or closes doors. There are opportunities that will be closed to us if our attitude is not right. But when the attitude is right, it's amazing what things happen. We have a proverb in the Western world, fortune favors the brave. What's that? It's an attitude. We have another proverbs, God helps those that help themselves. That's not, hello, but it's an attitude. And when the attitude is right, I think God sees that when he came to Zacchaeus' house and wondered why. Zacchaeus probably wondered, how come the Savior of the planet comes to my house? And he said, I'm going to give back fourfold, and I'll pay back everybody that I've wronged. And Jesus said, we're going to have an altar call. Can you repeat this prayer? Huh? He didn't. He knew the attitude. He knew the heart was changed. And he said, salvation has come to this home. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. And as we face 2017, let our hearts be touched by God. Let our attitudes change. Why? Because an attitude begins with a decision. You choose to change. You choose to see things differently. I look up the meaning of attitude from Webster, and Webster said this. Hallelujah. He said, attitude is your perspective of a situation or somebody. What do you think? There's a whole lot more, but that's what he said. It's your perspective. It's what you, your opinion of a situation or an opportunity or something else or somebody. Hallelujah. Attitude is a feeling or opinion about something or somebody. It's how you view a situation or an issue. A viewpoint or perspective, your approach towards a matter, your sentiments and persuasions regarding something or somebody, a way of thinking or mindset. Let God this year so touch our lives that our attitude will be godly, our perspective will be pure, our intentions. Hallelujah. Because we want the life flow of God to flow through us. May God bless you. Hallelujah. However and whatever God has for us to accomplish this year, we can do it when our life's attitude are the same as His desires. May you know the goodness of God in the land of the living. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you.